Talk Live. You are here to take control of the airwaves if you like. Well, just listen in. 855-453. It's up to you. You may do what pleases you. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. 855-453. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Should you like, you may control the content of the website as well. If you find something online that you think is interesting, then drop on by and submit it as show prep. And then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your show prep suggestions. And the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Once again, freetalklive.com. Head over there and get interactive. Coming up, politicians and college, but also some news about Ron Paul. We haven't talked about Ron Paul in a while. Not because he hasn't been out there doing amazing work for liberty. It's just that there hasn't really been, at least that I've seen, any news besides the fact that he just keeps packing stadiums full of people over and over again.
That's crazy.
And, of course, the news media is completely ignoring
especially
that.
In colleges.
Well, I think he holds them at colleges, but they get people from everywhere to come to these things.
He's got
to
have some college students come into it, though.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he certainly did in 2008, and that hasn't changed. It's probably gotten more effective now. So we can talk about all that here in a moment. Plus, Mark, you're going to tell us about soda leading to a felony. Taking a soda has become a felony for one man. We'll explain that here in moments. But first, Mike is on the line listening in Cincinnati. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing great, Mike. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the guy talk about, the list, the Obama list, and it's just more...
Which list? I'm sorry. You may have been listening to a different program, maybe called the wrong number. What list?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there was a list on Talk Radio Live. What's his name? Rob Redding.
News Review.
Yes. Yes.
And this is not. By the way, this is not the Rob Redding show.
Share a number with him.
For those who are confused, the way it works is in radio, there are shows that we're all on the same network. Rob's show and Free Talk Live are carried by the same syndicate. And so what happens is a radio station like the one you're listening to there in Cincinnati has Rob's show on delay broadcast. So Rob's not on the air right now, I don't think.
Oh.
And his phone number routes through to the same phone lines that our phone lines have. And so, therefore, every now and then we'll get someone who's listening to Rob Redding thinking they're calling his show live, but in point of fact, they end up on our board, and we'll still talk to you about the list.
It is Free Talk Live.
Right. Which list was this?
Yeah, tell me more about the list.
Well, some kids at a school, I don't exactly know where, but he said that they made a list of 20 reasons why President Obama should not be reelected. And the number one reason, of course, was because he's black. Another one was because he's half white. Another reason was because his dog was ugly. When I was listening to the things that Rob was saying, you know, the reasons that these kids were giving, it's offensive first. He's supposed to be the head of this country. Doesn't matter what color he is, if he's doing a good job. If he's doing a bad job, get him out of there. If he's doing a good job, respect him.
Now, these are high school kids?
High school kids. And the editor of the newspaper, they didn't say who he was, but he should be, at the very least, reprimanded or straight up fired.
Hold on, this was in the high school newspaper, or is it just a list going around school?
It's in a high school newspaper. The school did print an apology, and from what Rob said, they went online on the school's website and posted a video apology.
And however, where was this, by the way? Was this in the South?
I'm sorry, but I don't remember. But my only thing about it is, if any school within the 50 states of the United States can be prompted by their school editor or allowed to print anything, I don't care who the president is, be white or black. If you can, print these kinds of malicious things about the president and think that you can say any manner of things negative about the president, call him talk about his color, talk about his nationality, his dog is ugly, whatever ridiculous reasons they
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of legitimate critiques about Barack Obama and George Bush, but, you know, they like the fact that they're killers, and they're all the same. Those are legitimate critiques, but to pick on somebody because of their skin colors is the lowest of the, the lowest of the lows.
I agree.
I found an article that relates to this, and apparently it was part of the April Fool's parody section of the Sprayberry High School newspaper, which is, I believe, out of Georgia.
And yeah, this is from Marietta, Georgia, apparently.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
So this was purporting to be an April's Fool prank?
It was supposed to be, according to the Cobb County School spokesperson, Jay Dillon, the list was part of an April Fool's, quote, parody section.
I'd say that's a lame excuse.
Not intended to be.
I think it's a crappy joke.
It's a lame excuse for a crappy joke. Yeah.
You know, I think I do want people that want to make jokes like this to make the jokes so that I know that the people that make those, I know who
are
those
racist.
People are, and we can identify them and, you know, whatever one does.
The list includes he's black, he's half white, he's a Nazi, he's a Zionist, his dog is ugly, he's responsible for childhood obesity.
It's pretty absurd.
It is a joke.
Right. It's clearly
exactly. It is a joke. I mean, they're saying that it is an April Fool's joke. However, you know, I mean, these are kids, and if these are the kinds of jokes that the kids in this country, you know, post in a paper, and even if it is an April Fool's joke, it's
poor taste. I mean, there are April Fool's jokes that are fun. There's April Fool's jokes that are, hey, gotcha. You know, they fooled you with something that you thought was real. This is just a poor taste joke.
What if it was, I'm just wondering here, as a joke, you've got to always kind of wonder where it's coming from. What if all the students that, you know, that put this together happened to be black, and this was intended to be sort of a spoof on how bigots would make a top 10 list?
I don't know, Mark. Were they? You're just speculating, right?
I'm speculating. I have no idea. I mean, as a joke, we don't know what the person.
Well,
who was...
obviously, people can get away with self-deprecation easier than they can, you know, making fun of somebody else for some sort of superficial matter, right?
Yeah, so, I think that if they were all black and they decided to put something out like this, even if it was as a spoof, you know, show in a reverse way, I still think even in that instance they should all be punished. I think that. There has to be a level of respect that's totally missing in this country, starting with, of course, the parents, tripping all the way down and infiltrating the kids. When kids can be this, at the very least, I think it's cruel. If you can't call it just wrong, they can try to put prank over it and say that it was a joke. I think it was a joke in poor taste. You know what I'm saying?
Mike, I get what you're saying, and I appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight. Thanks for listening to at least Free Talk Live while you're on the phone with us. Appreciate your tonight. Our website's freetalklive.com if you want to hear more. Thanks. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So,
it's always interesting when we get new things brought up because, you know, I mean...
Totally random.
I've never heard about that.
We'll take it. So, we'll take your calls about anything you want. 855-450-FREE, even if you have no idea what show you're listening to. So let's continue here, Mark. Speaking of absurdities, is this California with this three strikes law?
This is in Florida.
Florida? Yeah. I didn't know they had a three strikes law down there. Is that new?
You didn't? No. It's been quite some time.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have this when you were in prison, the three strikes thing, or was this in the last
decade? Is there a Naples in California?
There's probably a Naples in a lot of places.
No. Okay, so it's from the L.A. Times, and it mentions Naples. It says there's no Hamburglar, but a Florida man faces charges of up to faces up to 5 years in prison after he was arrested on a felony charge of stealing a cup of soda at a McDonald's.
Oh, man.
The Collier County Sheriff, which is the county where Naples...
order a water and go fill it up with Coke?
That's exactly what happened.
Didn't we address something like this last week?
I don't think so.
I thought we talked about the guy who went up with his cup of water and then got soda.
No, we did not. I don't recall talking about that.
Interesting.
Do you recall that, Mark?
No.
No.
So this guy gets a cup for water, goes get some soda, goes and sits outside of the restaurant and sips on the beverage. The manager confronted him, asked him to pay a buck for the soda. His name's Abere or something. He refused to pay and reportedly cursed at the manager and refused to leave when asked to do so, according to the Naples News. I saw a picture of this guy, and you know, it's like a recalcitrant drunk.
The homeless guy. 855-453.
He's shorn.
Let's come back with more on this here. I want to find out what happened to him, because to go to jail for a felony for stealing soda, That's pretty crazy. 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number is here tonight, 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. So if you've got a business that, well, needs accounts receivable handled, SACL CAI can do it. They'll do it in a manner that helps you to keep your clients. They know that not only do you want to collect the money on your bills, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can go see their banner at freetalklive.com. Well, the owner of SACL CAI, or one of the owners over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty. Big supporter of Free Talk Live, so do business with SACL CAI and do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
All right. Once again, the number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come here, taking a soda from a local fast food joint. Felony. We'll explain. But first, to the phones and your thoughts. Let's go to William, listening in Dallas. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hi, everybody. Hope all's going well.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just trying to rack my brains here, trying to think of what would be the big profitable crime, you know, if drugs and maybe prostitution were legalized. And you don't have to talk to me. I can get off the air and y'all can talk about it. I was wondering what would be, obviously, burglaries and things like that, carjacking, I guess, that's still going to happen. But I was wondering where the big money would be if drugs were legal.
You're asking where the money would be for what, the cops?
No, for crime. You know, like, what would be the next thing?
Oh, I see. Boy, that's a good question.
Well, here's a principle that you need to understand, that without a state, there is pretty much only free markets and strongmen. Basically, the state creates a black market through prohibition. So the state creates crimes on pieces of paper. They say you can do certain things, and there are certain things you can't do. Now, there's people that are still going to want to do those certain things that they can't do. So they're going to take that extra risk to do those things and make whatever extra profit comes with that extra risk. Now, once you legalize, let's say you legalize all drugs and prostitution.
And gun running.
How about gambling, too? Let's legalize that.
Gambling and...
Yeah, let's just say you legalize all that stuff. Then at that point, there aren't any actual crimes, save for, as you said, stealing, the immoral crimes that you have learned from, as a child, you learned were immoral. Stealing,
what do they call that? Malum in se? Malum in se is like a crime with a victim, and then malum and prohibitum is a crime of law, essentially, that there's no victim?
Right. Basically, all you'd end up with is without crimes of law, or without crimes based on words on paper, you would only end up with victim filled crimes, or crimes in which someone has some damages or some claim.
In fact, there's not much money in that. I mean, maybe in insurance fraud.
Boosting, perhaps?
Stealing cars?
Well, not stealing cars. Boosting is organized shoplifting.
Okay.
So, you know, there might be like shoplifting rings that go around and do some work like that. There would also, even in a world where prostitution was legal, there would probably still be some market for child prostitution. I'm sure that would still be illegal in most people's eyes, and so there would still be, you know, that issue of human trafficking, and or if the supply wasn't high enough of prostitutes, then human trafficking in that arena. But it doesn't seem very likely to me. You know, I mean, there's always going to be a supply of that. Half the people on the planet can supply it if they chose to.
I think other than that, you're probably going to find that people are going to have counterfeit. They're still going to be counterfeiting as far as drugs and various stuff, because, yeah, what will happen would be, like, let's say pot, for example, was legalized and you can buy it at your local grocery store, or you can buy it at your local CVS pharmacy or wherever. There's going to be people selling it. There's also going to be individuals who try to find ways into the marketplace to circumvent their competition and whatnot. But I think for the most part, crime would plummet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Gangs, organized gangs would be done for.
I think you could probably, I think crime might just drop 85% is one of the numbers that I've seen, and it might be a little on the high side, but I don't think too high.
You could probably get a huge drop like that just by legalizing drugs,
because
let alone the other stuff.
You got to consider that many of the crimes out there are drugs, and the other crimes are
related to drugs,
in that people are doing them, you know, robbing liquor stores in order to get money to buy drugs,
being a prostitute in order to get some hits of heroin or meth from their pimp. So,
or
yeah,
robbing people or whatever. So most of the crimes seem to be done related to drugs.
Does that answer your question, William?
Well yeah, I guess I never have heard a discussion actually honing in on, like, right, like, just off the top of my head, example is Al Capone, and it was very violent, and other mafias, stuff that's still going on today. And I was just trying to picture what would be so profitable that, you know, like you said, like you gave an example of the Shop 15 rings and all that, and Ian pointed out that a lot of these other crowds, organized crowds, would be hard to make money from it. I mean, real money. I mean, big.
Yeah, I mean, there's not big money in shoplifting. I mean, that's usually something that people in dire straits do because, you know, they're desperate and they need money for something, and that's the only way they know of how to go get it.
I'd watch the movies of times before law enforcement was very efficient. You know, highwaymen, you know, might be an issue. But shoplifting might be an issue. Certainly, people would be more responsible.
Highwaymen would be an issue in places where people weren't allowed to defend themselves. But if we're talking about a world in which guns are now a legal thing to have, then that's... Highwaymen probably aren't going to last through too many waylayings, would be my guess.
I'm just trying to picture where all the profit would be. You know, as far, I mean, people are still going to... I mean, you could make everything legal, you know, and people are still going to, you know, commit violent crimes.
But there's not much profit in violent crime. I mean, the only reason why there's profit in drugs and guns and prostitution and gambling is because it's illegal, and so therefore the profits are driven up dramatically by the fact that it's illegal. Because with the world of the drug dealers, each pair of hands that drugs passes through in order to get to the street, that person that's handling those drugs has to get paid something that's worth their efforts, because they're taking
something that is worth going to prison for a very long time.
Right, they're taking a very high level of risk in order to bring those drugs to market, and so therefore that's why you'll see drugs being marked up thousands of percents beyond what they should normally be sold at.
The profit isn't just on the side of the black market. You have to understand that there's also the private legal market. There's industries that are getting rich off the drug war. Reason.com recently had an article that they described the top four, and just to give you a quick rundown, the number one is addiction recovery industry and you know, the rehab clinics and stuff. Alcohol is, you know, alcohol suppliers and manufacturers are making big bucks off of the other drugs not being legal. The private prison industry is making big bucks off of keeping a victimless crime type individuals behind bars. And then the last one is the testing industry. The drug testing industry is making big bucks.
I agree with all that, and I've already thought about that, but you guys have talked about this a lot, and I don't know that I've ever heard that discussion as far as what would now be profitable.
Now you have. Not much is the answer.
You know, JJ, I think what you bring up is very important here, because you show some of the inefficiencies in the marketplace and how when those inefficiencies would be eliminated by getting rid of the drug war, you would then see that money freed up in the marketplace, and people may very well, you know, put that money towards programs and charities that make it so that doing crime for sustenance isn't worth doing it.
There's more coming up here. Thanks for the call, William. Appreciate it. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening. Water filtration. Long-term food storage. Freeze-dried food. Heirloom seeds. Storm shelters. Survival communications. Solar power. Herbal medicine. Heating with wood. Living off junk. Home defense. Guns. Ammo. Negotiate for your life. Homeschool your children. Start your own home-based business. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. CAI Toll Free Line. This program brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your chance, your best chance, at achieving liberty in your lifetime. The secret? You gotta get together with other people that think like you do. If you love liberty, you should get together with other people that love liberty. If you hate freedom, well, you can just stay where you are. There's plenty of people like you around. 855-450-FREE is our number, but you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement. It's the reason why the three of us are together in the same studio.
That's right.
Tonight, it's because we all came here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. New Hampshire was chosen from a list of 10 candidate states. Back when the Free State Project reached 5,000 participants, we now have over 11,000 participants. Over 1,000 people are here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project, and things are moving onward and upward. I was actually just in Manchester today working on the LRN.FM Studio East over at Dalbert's house from FlamingFreedom.com, and getting their studio a little bit tweaked up and kind of making it a little bit tighter and better than it was before. And so we've got we've got news media, we've got entertainment media, we've got all these things are being created
here. Studio.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff being created, a lot of media content being created here, and that's just the radio side of things. There's also television side, which of course JJ is involved in with Free Keen TV. Which is a weekly news program airing on the local cable system here in Keene, but also online over at tv.freekeene.com.
That's right.
And there's is the chip-in still up over there at tv.freekeene.com? That's one of the ways that you can get behind supporting what JJ does. And what it's not just you. It's you and a crew of some pretty awesome volunteers.
Definitely. We've had a lot of people come through and be a part of the show. And it's definitely, especially if you're thinking of moving and you want to get involved, it's the type of activism where you can come in your first week and show up to our one of our filming and just pick up a camera and start running and be a part of the activism, be a part of the community, And so it's definitely something we want to keep going on and keep getting the message out there.
Plus, it gives people the opportunity to learn about television production. I mean, if you're an old hat, then that's great. You can come in, sit in, and take one of the more advanced roles, likely.
Yeah.
But if you're brand new, it's a great way to get your feet wet. So it's helping activists do that. And as you say, it's providing a role for people to just step into as soon as they arrive, which is a nice thing to be able to do, to be able to kind of plug and play. But it's also another kind of window into the world of the activism going on here, because not only are focusing on local issues, but also things across the Shire, things across
sure.
New Hampshire.
Like a story we have coming up is actually the Ian and several other people being banned from public property as a response to the fact that they're dissidents, that they're speaking out against the state.
That's right.
We're working on that story for this week.
Well, excellent. I appreciate you covering that. That's good to know. And so now and then it's nice when you're organizing volunteers to give something to them as thanks. They're not getting a paycheck. They're
right.
there because they love freedom. They want to help out with this project. But it's nice to be able to say, hey, let's have ourselves a pizza party and, you know, go out for dinner or something like that and you know, give them a little something back for
right.
the time that they've invested in. And that's one of the things you wanted to do, as well as incentivize some reporting. So maybe pay people a small stipend to go out and
exactly.
gather a report. Just something to incentivize a little bit more activism. That was your intention. And that's why you created the chip-in for this,
yep.
which is visible over at tv.freekeen.com.
And if you visit the freekeen.com blog, you'll see that the most recent episode is up there, episode 40. So we've done 40 episodes so far, and
excellent.
We're going to keep going.
All right, so we'll come back here. I'll talk more about what JJ's up to here in a bit at 855-450-FREE. But then go to freestateproject.org, because there's so much going on. Maybe media is not your thing. Maybe you'd rather get interactive with state house representatives and go up to Concord and do lobbying and legislative things. That's all happening, too, and there's a really, really active segment there. I was just having lunch today with Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor, while I was in Manchester.
He was named by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance as the legislator of the year.
For sure. The dude is principled, he is smart, and he's a nice, really just a nice guy. So I had a chance to sit down with lunch, or at lunch with him, and of course that's always cool, and he's just, it's great to have liberty-minded people in the state legislature. I mean, how many other places is that happening? How many other places is that happening times 12? Because we have at least 12 people who are Free State Project participants that are in the state legislature, and that doesn't count all the other legislators who at least are scoring fairly well on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's yearly report card, or is it yearly or semesterly? Either way, it's at least once a year that they grade all of the state reps on how they voted.
Especially if where you are, you've been running, and you know someone who's been running in the LP party trying to get elected in your local area or your state, or you've been trying to get on the Republican ballot for even inspired by Ron Paul or whatever, and you've been trying and trying and trying and failing and failing and failing, you need to move here because people are winning. That's
absolutely
all you need to know. They
and
are winning seats.
They're winning, and it's still early. I mean, we're really still on the beginning cusp. I mean, even though those of us in the studio are kind of longtime Keene area movers, we've been here only 5 or 6 years at this point, but yet we're still just getting started. We're still just barely getting the ball rolling on this whole activist project. The Free State Project hasn't even reached 20,000, its goal of its target member goal. So there's much to be done, and you can do it more effectively, whatever it is, when you're around other people. FreeStateProject.org. Let's go to Jeff listening in Michigan. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Yeah, hello, and great discussions tonight. Wow, this is really interesting.
All right, thanks for the smoke blowing. Go ahead with your thoughts, Jeff.
Yeah, well, they were mentioning, you had mentioned earlier, you had a caller that mentioned a school newspaper, and I guess the kids were berating a public official or the president or whatever. Like
the top 20 reasons why Obama should not get reelected. It was an alleged, April Fool's prank that, I guess, kind of offended some folks, and I think rightly so. It said the number one reason he shouldn't get reelected is because he's black, and I realize that they thought it was a joke, but it's kind of a poor, it's kind of a poor taste.
Okay, so this was like April Fools or something. This wasn't like a poll or anything, really, that they had taken then, huh?
No, this was just a newspaper article in a high school newspaper.
It came out on April 25th.
I would find it really interesting if they did have it at like something like an internet poll where they really let kids determine what they thought about the whole, you know, years in office, though, that Obama's been elected, because, you know, his a whole campaign deal about a change you can believe in. I think most of these kids are probably pretty disillusioned.
Well, I know that there was a headline over at Drudge Report today about how young people are just not going to vote for Obama at all. I don't think that means they're going to vote for Romney. I think they're just not going to vote.
Now, that wouldn't be uncommon.
Now, see, now that's where I think, you know, Ron Paul should be hitting the ball on this. He should be getting, I think, a little more, I don't know, he's got to try to get it out there a little more.
He's doing his best. I mean, he's filling stadiums full of people.
Well, now I heard he won Iowa, the Iowa caucus in Minnesota.
That's what I heard, too.
Yeah, but I mean...
The caucus isn't the right word to use. He won the delegates in
Iowa. That's even more important.
Yeah,
I mean, he got the delegates, okay? The thing is, I didn't hear any of that on, you know, like, mainstream news.
Sure.
Correct.
You know, I would think that what maybe the young kids are probably, you know, the school kids. I'm not talking necessarily high school or that, but like the tweens or the young, you know, freshmen and stuff like that, and the seventh and eighth graders, they're probably picking up on the vibes that's going on in the country. They see all the hypocrisy with their leaders. You know, I believe they've sensed it. They see it.
Young people aren't stupid.
Well, yeah, probably it's affecting their psyche. And you're probably going to see more, I'm not going to say acting out, because, you know, young people have to determine, you know, what avenues they're going to use to try to find their voice. I like your program because you suggest that people should become more active, more vocal, and perhaps more active in the
protest. If you don't do it, you can't expect anyone else to do it for you, right? So absolutely, that's what I think we advocate here on Free Talk Live. Find your niche, get out there, and get active. It doesn't mean you have to take serious risks or be civilly disobedient, but doing something is preferable to sitting back and complaining or sticking your head in the sand. And Jeff, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as we were pointing out before, if you want to do something and make it more effective, then get around other people who are doing something.
Amplify it.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am S-G-M-S. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all open in the mortal dead.
And they call it democracy.
I had enough of greedy lies from fascistic psychopathic genocide of corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Our webcam's there. You can watch, you can listen, and interact because the chat room's built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You'll find it there. Cam.freetalklive.com. It's one of the many features that are free on our website. cam.freetalklive.com. You can actually support the show if you'd like by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Find links to Amazon there. You enter Amazon through those links, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. Once again, you go to shop.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping through our links in either the UK, the US, or the Canadian Amazon, and you'll get the stuff you're looking for, the great Amazon deals you're used to. It's just you're entering through our affiliate links, so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your calls, let's go to Tim, listening in Indy, to WXNT. Tim, you're on with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, I love the show, guys.
Thanks, Tim.
Just calling. I work for the state of Indiana, DOC, and there's a story that's picking up quite a bit of publicity.
What's the Department of
DOC? Is Corrections.
Corrections. Yeah. Gotcha. Thank you.
And this is round two for me. I was a teacher before for the state, and they fired all of us because we made too much money. But that's a whole other story in itself.
So from teacher to corrections officer, really the job hasn't changed much, right?
That's exactly true. I put up with all kinds of stuff over the years, that's for sure. But anyway, so there's a guy who was a teacher and got caught having sex, or actually he was a swim coach, got caught having sex with one of his athletes who was 16, and he got sentenced to 8 years. And now,
hang on, that's not legal in Indy? Is the age of consent 18 there?
I believe so, but it was also because he was the swim coach, you know, and this was a student.
Oh, because it's a position of power, therefore, yeah. I see.
Yeah, but so he was sentenced to 8 years, and this was now less than 2 years ago, and he gets out in 2 weeks, and all these people are obviously up in arms accordingly.
So he was sentenced to 8 years, served two?
Yeah.
Is this common? Is this was this a sex charge? Was it because, I mean, it seems really unlikely to me that a sex criminal would get out so quickly.
Yeah, that's what most of society is saying, too. What the story is, though, is he got 4 years off for good behavior, so they're knocked it down to 4 years, and the other 2 years are getting knocked off because he got an associate's degree and then a bachelor's degree. So what it comes out to be is 6 years off, and he gets out in less than 2 weeks, and what they're finding out is not only is that BS because, you know, he has some sex charges on him with a minor, but also that some of these credits that he received, they let him transfer past credits when he was in college, and the new policy was written that anything more than 10 years old is not supposed to count.
So let me see if I understand this here.
He's clipping his prison sentence.
Tell me a little more about this this situation that got him in prison in the first place. Did he somehow wield his power over this teenager and force them to have sex?
Not that I know of. The story's being that it was consensual, but according to the Indiana law, there's no such thing as consensual if somebody is. I think it's 16 and under, or it has to do with the position of power. I'm not exactly sure. But he was a swim coach at a school, and this was one of his swimmers.
Now, let me get to the clear as to what a swim coach is. So is a swim coach a full-time job, or does he teach remedial math and then coach in the evenings, or does he come in from his job, you know, driving a truck and then teach swimming after school?
He was a teacher. And
okay.
Work for the school doing swimming too. So,
gotcha.
So there's that. And like I said, now it's all over the news and stuff that he's getting out in less than 2 weeks, and they're pretty much saying there's nothing they can do because he had the good time and got these two degrees. But like I said, the story is it's pretty cut and dry that they let him transfer a lot of these credits that he earned over 10 years ago. And so basically somebody screwed up, and now it's kind of too late.
I'm sorry.
In Florida, I was in prison in Florida for a period of time, and there was a guy named Donald McDougal who had a very big case, much more egregious than this one, but he was going to get out a few times, and then the folks in Tallahassee would start, you know, getting all in a tizzy, and then they'd find some reason to keep him back in. So I don't know that somebody's not going to take an opportunity to, jump in and make a name for themselves.
Where was it this happened?
Indianapolis.
Okay, do you have the name of the swim coach?
I don't in front of me. I'm driving actually right now. And, the school, I do know the school corporation. It was Lawrence North School Corporation.
It's a corporation? It's a private school? Or is it a charter thing? Or what is that?
I meant school system. So
it's a government. It's a government school.
That's
what you're saying.
No, I just used the wrong. It's a public school. It's an Indianapolis public school.
Okay.
I've got a story here out of WSBT. I'm not sure. The Great Lakes region is where this is coming from. Chris Wheat, trusted swim coach, sentenced to 8 years in prison for sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl, is according to this story. Do you believe this is the same person, or is this a different...
Does it say what school corporation?
They didn't answer. I'm not clear on that. It says says here that lawmakers are pledging action less than 24 hours after Fox 59 broke the story of a local swim coach convicted of sexual abuse getting out of prison years before he was supposed to. We go full-fledged with a piece of legislation next year, said the state senator. He gamed the system. According to the senator, the trusted swim coach was sentenced to 8 years in prison for sexually abusing a 14-year-old girl. However, because of the early release law, he'll be released after just a year and a half behind bars.
I'm pretty sure that's it. So I had the age wrong. It was 14, not 16, and it's a year and a half instead of
It. This is the guy. It goes on to say that he got half-time off for good behavior and then the associate's degree thing, et cetera, et cetera. So that is the situation. But I'm sorry, I don't share the concerns here. Obviously this guy shouldn't be allowed to go back into teaching, but...
Right.
What's the big deal? I mean, if it's consensual, he didn't hurt
anybody. I think
everybody
needs to know if he decides to volunteer at the Girl Scouts or something like he's on a girls' softball team or something like that. I think everybody needs to know that.
But otherwise, I don't think that, I mean, I'm sorry, teenagers, I think that they are fully able to make decisions for themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm coming more from, I totally agree, because like I said, I was a teacher for the state at an all-female correctional facility, so I know how teenagers can be. I was coming more from just the point that, having worked for the state now, seeing how things are done and ran, that it's kind of comical that now, since publicly somebody is saying something that they're all up in arms now. It's just kind of ironic, I guess, and it's just some of the funny stuff that I've seen working for the state.
I'd love to hear one of these funny stories of yours.
Me
but,
too.
You know, you're working at a female correctional facility. I mean, did you get come on to on a regular basis?
Absolutely.
And how as...
I Hold mean, on, are you still working there?
No, they laid off, fired, whatever. There was 22 of us teachers, and they laid us off with 30 days notice. Didn't make the news. They were saying that they called it facility forward was the wording, but the only people that lost their jobs were the teachers. We weren't offered a transfer. We weren't offered any kind of severance.
And now you're still working as the Department of Corrections elsewhere?
I was laid off like the other teachers. Did some odd jobs, construction here and there. You know, I have my bachelor's degree in teaching, couldn't find a teaching job. And now I'm back as a recreation coordinator at an all-male facility now.
So, Mark, you were asking if he was hit on?
Yeah, I would just really wonder in that case, because most people consider men completely incapable of, staving off, sexual advances. What do you have to say about that?
It was pretty funny. I was hired right out of college. I consider myself a decent, good-looking guy, whatever. I was 25, and I worked there for 3 years without any incident. But some of the other staff or whatever
couldn't resist. I believe you, Tim. Thanks for the call, man. Call us back another time with more prison stories when you have them. Always appreciate hearing stories from the inside. Thanks for calling tonight. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Quote, we all live in this community, and we don't want to feel like our children are in danger. I don't know. I don't really consider teenagers to be children. Do you? It's Free Talk Live.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.